Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I am your host, V-Lord GTZ, and with me today, I have my good friends, Laser Kid and Ambren.
Asa, we're here.
Yeah, and I have a booth now.
Gasp, the power of the booth.
Amazing. He's gone Super Saiyan booth. Or is it total concentration breathing booth style?
I still got a long ways to go until I get to Ultra Master... Master... What the fuck was that shit called? Mastered Ultra Booth State. There we go.
You just gotta practice. You'll get there someday.
One day.
You're ahead of me, man. You're ahead of me.
Yeah, and today we're talking about the first three episodes of the Entertainment District English dub. Because, yeah, the dub for Entertainment District has started, and it's coming out, and we're super excited to check out this season again, because the first time through, it blew us away with every episode, and sometimes you gotta relive that mind-blowing experience with a dub. Because who doesn't like dubs?
I love dubs. They're my preference.
Yep. Dubs are very convenient. And they're awesome. It's cool seeing and watching shows in your native language. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, dubs. All Yay, hail the dubs.
It's 2022, bastard. Stop convincing yourself that every dub still sounds like four kids.
Every dub sounds like that one Fire Emblem movie.
Honestly, dubs have been really good for like the last almost 15 years.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, the last bad dub I can think of that came out? Like,
I mean, there's the Oceanic dub of Gintama, but that wasn't a Western dub.
Oh, like the TV Tokyo dub of that?
That makes me very sad, because there is a good dub cast for Gintama.
And then the final movie got a really good dub.
Mm-hmm. I need to see that.
Oh, it's so good. Incredibly good. Even if you haven't, like, watched the plot parts of Gintama.
Literally, I've seen the first movie, the season that Funimation dubbed, and that's it.
You'll still survive. There's, like, a recap at the beginning of the movie of basically the entire plot.
All right, then.
But yeah, so I guess we're not gonna bother, like, fully recapping these episodes or anything. If you wanna hear, like, thoughts about the episodes themselves, we already did previous episodes about that in the podcast, so you can go back in our catalog and listen to those. For this episode, mainly, we're going to talk about the highlights that we really enjoyed from the dub, and kind of just anything that really stuck out to us on this rewatch. So I want to start out by saying that, man, I forgot how good Ray Chase is as Uzui.
Oh,
it's like
God,
perfection.
Yes, he nails Uzui, and it is fun to hear him.
I mean, what do you expect? It's Ray Chase.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like the way he like delivers all the lines about being flashy and like the intensity of the voice, it's all how like I remembered it being from season one. And like now we actually see him like talking a lot more, because like he had like maybe like four or five lines in season one. Now,
yeah,
like,
all the
you have
sure
full conversations.
Like, hi, I exist. Bye.
Hi, remember me.
I will remember you.
Yeah, so like that was really cool. And obviously, the core cast is still amazing. Zach Aguilar's Tanjiro, Alex Lay as Zenitsu, Bryce Papenbrook, Asanosuke, our boy, the OG.
You know, everyone is doing amazing. Everyone is doing amazing in this dub, but I gotta say, somebody give Alex Lay a raise, because dear God, I missed his Zenitsu. Holy shit, that man just went ham immediately.
Yeah, and the way, like, he's able to transition between that, like, very intense, screamy personality of Zenitsu's to when he's, like, talking like a normal human being. It's always, like, jarring, but interesting.
It works so well for the character, and honestly, having watched the entire season in Japanese and enjoyed it, I did enjoy it, I gotta say Alex Lay is the better Zenitsu, I'm sorry.
Oh man, it's hard for me to, like, compare them on, like, which one's better, but
I mean, I'm not
I'd
gonna,
say they're...
It's for the most part, I'd actually say Laurel for almost everyone. This is, like, the one case where I'm like, yeah, no, this one is just so well done.
Yeah, it's a toss-up for me, but at the very least, they're on par with each other.
I could definitely see... I can at least see that. For me, it's slightly above, but it's... It may well just be the language barrier for me. I don't know. And it's certainly not a knock on the Japanese voice for Zenitsu, because also does a good job. I'm just hearing above and beyond screaming of awesomeness as soon as I start listening to this stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, that's what you sound like, isn't it?
Yeah, like when he's screaming about Uzui's wives.
Yes!
Good.
That's probably
so
the best freak out that he's had in that dub so far.
100%. Absolutely 100%. Yeah. And this also is my favorite character, so it's just amazing to see him come to life like this.
Agreed. And, like, we haven't heard too much of her yet, but Erica Lindbeck's Daki has also been really good.
Oh, yeah. That was the other
started.
Big thing.
Do not get me started.
She is nailing that role. I'm just sitting here going, God damn.
I just love Erica Lindbeck's voice acting in general, but oh my God, just knocking it out of the park as Daki, like thinking about the scene where Zenitsu grabs her arm, like so bone chilling.
Oh,
it's like
God.
The perfect combination of sexy and bone chilling. And it's just like, God damn. Like, this woman is a straight-up inspiration, honestly. She is so damn good.
Yeah, besides Alice's Zenitsu, this was the other big standout for me, was Erica Lindbeck's Daki. She nailed it every scene, just perfectly.
Yeah, the scene that really stuck out to me was that first scene with her and Makio, where, like, she's, like, torturing Makio. And, like, the ominous voice that she has there is, like, so perfect. It really kind of, like, brings this chilling factor that you expect from this part of the arc, where it's kind of more about the mystery of, like, who Daki and the upper rank that's causing all this murder is. And it's so cool, and it fits perfectly.
I can't wait for, like, you know, in 5 weeks when we get to hear her cry, though. That's probably going to be funny.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. That is going to be great.
Like, having heard a lot of other roles from Erica Lindbeck, that's, like, the one scene I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I mean, were there any other things that, like, stick out to you guys that, like, you really enjoyed this time through?
I mean, it's good to hear, you know, the entire ensemble cast back, so I don't want to be like, oh, those are the only two characters that I liked. Those are the ones that blew up in my brain as I was going through. But everyone just nailed their roles really well, as you'd expect, given, you know, how season one went. And just overall, the direction, the way these people are delivering their lines is chef's kiss beautiful. I have no complaints.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about one thing. The Hagane Nezuko scene from episode one.
Yes!
Another perfect scene. I love it so much.
The guy they got for Hagane Nezuko is... The few scenes we've seen him in, he is just amazing.
Yeah, totally agreed.
I'm surprised to hear Kristen McGuire is one of the little girls in the house, though.
Oh, yeah, in the house that Tanjiro's in, right?
I think it was the one that Zenitsu was in. Like, I know I heard her, somewhere. I can't remember exactly which house it was, but yeah. But yeah, she's one of the little workers there. And I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the casting in general has just been, like, spot on for this, like, entire dub. Even back in, like, season one. Like, so I'm glad to see that season two is picking up that torch and making sure, like, all these castings are, like, perfect. And really, like, when does Bang Zoom really do a bad job anyways?
Oh, they always knock it out of the park.
Like, is it just me, or did Muzan berating Akaza feel a little bit more sinister in the dub to me? I don't know. It just, I think it might have been the script choice, because it was just like, ooh, damn, a combination of the script choice and just, you know, Greg Chun being Greg Chun. So
it was definitely done incredibly well. And at least as effective as a sub, if not maybe a little bit more. So I see what you mean.
Yeah, same. I feel like definitely Greg Chun's Muzan is definitely more, I don't know the right word for it. I think sinister, like you said, would probably be the best word, honestly.
Sinister, harrowing. It feels pretty harrowing.
Yeah, so I think that's probably the main difference there too, where like I feel in Japanese Muzan is definitely a bit more, I wouldn't say softer spoken, but he's not as aggressive with the way he talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg Chun killing it. Like I could taste the venom coming out of that. Like, yeah. Coming out of that little speech.
Man, yeah, this dub just feels so natural to watch.
Every time I go to this dub, I'll be like, can it match up? And then the answer is always yes.
Yeah, it's like, I haven't listened to the dub at all since I think, well, I guess Mugen Train, but aside from Mugen Train, I hadn't really listened to it in a long while.
Honestly, I hadn't either. I was going to show Demon Slayer to a bunch of people after I bought the Funimation Blu-rays, but everyone I was going to show it to already watched it because Demon Slayer is that huge.
Yeah, exactly. But there's like this converting feeling to watching the Demon Slayer dub. It's like you feel at home. It just, everything feels right. Perfect balance in the world.
Yeah, all in all, solid dub. Still solid. Can't wait to hear more. Can't wait to hear how the other half of the upper rank sounds. Wonder who they're going to get to voice him.
Oh, yeah, that's the big question there.
Yes. That's going to be very interesting.
Also, we got to hear a little of Makio, and she sounds great.
Oh, yeah, Makio sounds awesome. I mean, absolutely. It's Erica Mendez.
I mean, what else can you ask for right there?
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm wondering who they can get for Gyutaro, because Gyutaro has such a distinct voice in Japanese.
He really does, and honestly, that was a standout of watching the subtitled run. It's got, they gotta have somebody really good to try and match that. That's gonna be really hard to top.
Yeah, so that'll be an interesting development in the future episodes.
Whoever they get,
haven't miscast anybody yet, so I got faith.
Oh yeah, I totally have faith. Whoever it is, they're gonna have a blast because it sounds like it'd be a lot of fun to just go nuts with that guy.
Oh god, that guy has so many good lines too.
He does.
Like yeah. The ones where he's also complaining about Uzui's wives.
We just need a side story where Zenitsu and Gyutaro just sit there, have tea, and complain about Uzui. So it's like he could give us one each and still have one.
You hear that, fanfiction writers? We're calling on you for help.
Yep, exactly. But, yeah, do we have any other thoughts?
Not anything.
I wish they'd come out with more episodes than one a week, but, I mean, I understand it. You know, making stuff like that takes time. Especially as somebody who's done a little bit of audio engineering. Oh, yeah, that shit takes a long time.
Honestly, I'm surprised they're even doing one a week, because, like, so many dubs are still, like, kind of taking their time, like once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks. So Demon Slayer going at a consistent pace like this is pretty impressive.
I mean, it's pretty much how like all the Crunchyroll dubs have been lately. They've been very consistent with their output.
Yeah, true, that is a good point. Cause like even like Villainous stuck to like weekly for its entire run as well.
Yeah, even some of the Funimation stuff actually was starting to get weekly this past season, so it's starting to catch up, I guess.
And now that they're married, who knows, maybe we'll get more.
I'm happy to see more of that, absolutely.
Yeah, here's hoping.
Give me more dubs.
They put up that dub for Gallon Dino, I think, recently.
Yep. Yeah, that got released like earlier this week.
I may have to look into that.
Yeah, Gallon Dino is pretty fun. But yeah, I guess that's about it then. Might as well wrap up here and check in again with the dub in like 3 to 4 weeks. Like a dentist appointment.
In 3 to 4 weeks, we will see what is to come of this dub.
Indeed. But in the meantime, Laser, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. You can find my written Toonami-focused editorials and now reviews for the Shenmue animation over on Toonami Faithful. I also appear on the Toonami Faithful podcast and the Dumb Weaves podcast.
Awesome. And Ren, where can people find you?
Y'all can find me on Twitter at @AmperandLet'sRide. And you can find my music on Bandcamp and SoundCloud under Amperen. No longer on streaming services because of circumstances, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah, but definitely follow both of these guys wherever they are, because they are amazing people and they deserve your love. As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at VLordGTZ, and then I write various things for all-comic.com as well as TsunamiFaithful.com, so you can check out my writing over there. And then I do a bunch of podcasts besides this one, the Dumb Weebs podcast at Dumb Weebs Pod, Saturday Night Shoggy at Sat Night Shoggy, Oversoul Shaman King podcast at Shaman King Pod, and then I also occasionally pop up on the Toonami Faithful podcast at Toonami Podcast. As far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, though, you can find that on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/DemonSlayerPodcast, and on the Toonami Faithful website itself at toonamifaithful.com/DemonSlayerPodcast. And the podcast is on basically everything at this point: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbay, you name it, we're there. So just go look us up, subscribe, give us a rate or review, and just enjoy the episodes. But that does it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.